So wither the suburban office park. The post-war mainstay of American companies, the office park was once a lucrative frontier for developers and employers. And now we're seeing bulldozers and demolitions and empty office parks. And the pandemic work-from-home thing is just one chapter in this story. Let's talk now to Nathan Mader. He's principal of London Mader Advisors, a real estate development consultancy based in San Diego. Hi, Nathan.
Hi.
So what does the picture look like now? Do you have a sense of the vacancies, the struggling empty office parks in this country?
Yeah, I mean, once COVID hit, it forced us all to take a look at our working lifestyles. And when there's the vacuum of employees leaving office space, what's happened is it's left a lot of vacant space that now developers and owners are trying to figure out what to do. We probably have about 20% more office space than we actually need in the marketplace nationwide right now.
Okay. And let's just step back for a moment on how we got here. For a long time, the suburban office park was just part of our culture. You know, my dad worked at one of those. He worked for IBM back in the day, and he drove on Interstate 84 there and back. We had movies like Office Space and, of course, The Office. It was just part of our American work identity, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, but that goes with all real estate. I think a lot of land uses were segregated. You'd have your shopping malls, your shopping districts, you'd have your living areas, your residential, and then you have your office parks. And the trend now is let's do mixed use. You have to offer something more than just a place to work for a company. You want to offer some retail, some dining, some other services. And now you're seeing the element of housing being added to these mixed use projects and offices to make it a more 24/7 around the clock active environment. And that's what is attracting companies to expand or to locate in certain areas. And so that's why you're seeing the trend of vacant properties or properties that need to be repositioned, including those kind of elements to try to activate and get employers to locate there.
And I want to ask you a little bit more about the trend. I mean, you mentioned what employers are looking for. Is some of this driven by younger millennial workers who, you know, may not want car culture, may want to be closer to the city, may want to bump into other people at the bar or the coffee shop?
Yeah, I think it's driven by both. Of course, there's the millennial segment, the Gen Z segment, the younger generations that want to be out and active and they want to be mixing and have a flexible work style. But you're also seeing it with Gen X and the older baby boomers, too, that just want more flexibility in their careers, too. So the model's kind of working for everybody. But of course, I think it's driven by that younger generation.
Yeah. Okay. And is one of the ingredients here that some of these office buildings were, you know, kind of getting old, long in the tooth to start out with, 30, 40, 50 years old?
Oh, yeah. And that goes with real estate in general. Once you reach a use that's been there for 30 or 40 years, then you start looking at, well, how can we update this? How can we renovate it? How can we make it more modern and more competitive? So that's just the nature of the real estate cycle.
Hmm. What is the nature of the conversation then about repurposing these spaces? You know, I've been reading that some of these office parks have been turned into luxury apartments. What's happening?
What's happening there is there's been downsizing going on in the office segment anyways. I mean, just because of technological advances where we don't need large offices to store, you know, books and files and all of that. Everything's computerized now. So what else can you use it for? And so they're putting other uses there, something completely different than office, because there's more of a market need for housing is the obvious one in this nation right now.
Mm-hmm. In some cases, will suburban office parks just be dead space? You know, if the economics don't work and, I don't know, certain parts of the country, will they be like some of the malls that have died and they just kind of sit there?
Yeah, that's a great analogy, because the mall scenario and vacant malls, it's the exact same thing going on with office parks right now too, is they'll just sit there for a while until the market presents an opportunity, and who knows if that's housing or retail or some other use. But yeah, you just have to wait for the next market opportunity to come along.
Yeah. How long do some of these sites sit vacant?
Oh, sometimes it depends. Sometimes you have to wait for the next cycle. I mean, I've seen it where land isn't developed for another 4 or 5 years. You got to get through the recession I mean, we're heading to a recession right now. So I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see this land sitting there for another 4 or 5 years until things get better and we start in the recovery session after the recession.
Wow. Okay. And just to kind of clarify, is it clear to you that we've turned the page on the suburban office park? It's not going back.
Oh, yeah. I think we've turned the page. I mean, the trend is mixed use. Let's offer something more than just a place to work. Let's put in residential, retail. Let's make it active and a fun place to be 24/7.
All right. Nathan Mader is principal of London Mader Advisors in San Diego. Nathan, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.